No matter how decent Petra D's intentions were, things always went to shit. Sweat dribbled down the back of her neck, sliding down her shoulder blades and congealing between her skin and the Tyvek biohazard suit. The legs of the suit made a zip-zip sound, snagging on bits of prickly pear as she walked through the underbrush of Yellowstone National Park. She clutched her tool bag tightly in her gloved grip, the plastic of the suit rustling over the hiss of the respirator in her ears. Her breath fogged the scuffed, clear mask of the suit, softening the edges of the land before her with a dreamlike filter.
"You don't have to do this," Mike said.
"Consider it a professional favor, okay?" she said. "And you said it was weird. Now I'm curious."
The park ranger in the suit in front of her stopped, turned, and awkwardly grabbed her sleeve.
"Look, you don't have to. The hikers who found it said it was pretty gruesome."
Mike's voice was muffled behind his own mask, but his brow creased as he looked at her. It was clear to her that he now thought better of bringing her here. Maybe it was his dumb, misplaced sense of chivalry, or maybe things really did suck as badly as he suggested. With him, it was hard to tell.
"You can go back," he suggested, again.
"Mike, you need a geologist. There isn't anybody on your staff who can tell you if it's safe to be up here.
Weird seismic shit has been happening in the last couple of weeks. New springs and fumaroles and mud pots opening up in this area. Stuff that isn't on the maps. And you're stuck with me unless you want to wait for the Department of the Interior to show up and tell you what you need to know."
She didn't want to be having this discussion out in the open. There were more men and women in suits behind them, far behind, waiting to see what Mike and Petra would do. They might not be within earshot, but it offended her sense of professionalism.
"Besides, I owe you."
And she did, big time. Petra had a knack for causing trouble for Mike. Since she'd shown up in town 2 months ago to take a quiet-sounding geology gig with the federal government, she'd managed to stumble into an underground war between a cattle baron and the local drug-dealing alchemist. A shitstorm of administrative paperwork had been generated for Mike when drugs and bodies turned up in his jurisdiction. Pizza and beer only went so far to balance the scales of debt. Mike rubbed the back of his hood with a crinkling sound.
"Yeah, but—"
Petra nodded sharply.
"I can do this."
Her voice sounded steadier than she felt.
"If you need out of here, just say the word."
Mike started walking again, pushing aside a branch blocking her way. She moved forward to the edge of the tree line, beyond where blotches of color swam in her sweaty vision. A campsite. A red tent had been pitched in a clearing, though it tilted in a lopsided fashion on a broken pole, like a giant spider someone had plucked a leg from. Nice tent, a deluxe model with mesh windows and pop-outs. A dead fire with cold ash was surrounded by a ring of rocks. Laundry dangled from a clothesline, t-shirts, jeans, socks. And beyond it, a gorgeously pink mud pot. Iron in the underlying slurry likely yielded the soft rose color. The acidic hot spring burbled mud steaming into the cool air. She was reminded of the steam rising from mountains as the dew baked off in the spring. There were thousands of these mud pots dotted all throughout Yellowstone National Park, too many to catalog, despite the hazards they posed. Petra ducked under the clothesline, wrestling for a moment with a pair of child-sized purple leggings that seemed determined to get snagged around a respirator hose. After fighting them off, she turned her attention back to the scene. A dark-haired man sat upright at the edge of the dead fire, hunched forward, his arms tangled in a blanket as if he'd been trying to protect himself from the cold. Her breath echoed quickly in her mask. Mike moved forward to kneel before the man. Pulling the blanket off, he reached for his neck to take his pulse. Early morning sunshine illuminated the man's face. It was slack, jaw open, violet tongue protruding from his lips. Broken capillaries covered his cheeks, the red contrasting with mottled gray skin. His eyes were frozen wide open, and the sclera were bright red instead of white.